Hello, this is P. James Holland with Really Simple Realtor Flipping. And this is going to be the first introduction module. I'm going to give you a quick overview of everything that's coming and what to expect. So it's going to be 5 modules plus some bonus stuff that we got coming later. And the 5 modules are going to be called Faith, Foundation, Facts, Flipping, and Future. All that may not make sense to you right now, but bear with me. We're going to get through all of this together and it'll all make sense. So let's get started. So the reason why you should have faith in this and understanding this, we're going to show you how these are the things we're going to cover. Everyone has an interest in real estate. Most have no clue where to start, paralyzed by fear, but today that changes. So what I mean by everyone has an interest in real estate at some point in their lives. Well, I've mentioned this before in other trainings. It is because, obviously, I'm a firm believer that everyone should be investing at some point or another in real estate specifically. But I say it affects everyone in the world because everyone at some point needs a place to stay, a safe place to raise their children. Whether you're renting, you're involved in real estate because there's an owner who owns the place, or if you're buying for yourself or as an investment, there's always going to be at some point you are affecting real estate, the market, and this system and everything else all at once. So again, if you're taking care of your parents or something, people get in their older age and you need a place for them to be taken care of and provided for, or your children, or if you're looking for one of the most reliable, I know it's funny to say that now, but if you're looking at one of the most reliable long-term investments in history, again, I keep coming to this, it is real estate there. You can look this stuff up. Of all the investments in the world, no more millionaires has not been made in anything more than real estate. Still to this day, even with dot-com boom and internet and all this stuff, more millionaires have been made in real estate than any other business. So, besides the crash that happened, years back, and I know it hurt the economy and a lot of people lost a lot of money, but a lot of people made a ton of money. I like saying this because a lot of people are doing stocks and binary and stuff like that and Forex and all kinds of other, traditional investing or safe investments. I'm doing air quotes and rolling my eyes, you can't see that, but real estate is one of the only investments that can't go down to zero value. A stock can plummet and go, and all your investment can be worth absolutely nothing. You said a house, you buy a house in the land, and the house can get hit by a meteorite and burn to the ground and be nothing left. And that plot of land, you can still sell that. And if it happened to be, on Times Square, you can still sell it for millions and still be fine if you happen to own a small little spot in a great location. So even if, the whole thing gets tore down, you still have some value. So real estate is just a long-term, solid investment and always will be. So another reason why you're going to really enjoy this method is because people have no clue where to start when it comes to investing in real estate. They have so many questions and fear over things like how much money is involved. They think there's a whole lot of risk. They think they don't have enough time to get involved in investing or this business that I'm showing you. The one I always hear is they think they need more technical skills, they need more training, they need more licenses, I just had a call with someone the other day who told me just straight up something that I've been doing, plenty of partners and people have been doing for decades, I know for a fact. They just straight up told me, no, that can't be done. My friend told me you have to have a license to do that. And it's just funny that, we get so ingrained in these beliefs of what we can and cannot do from what we heard from a person and heard and from another person who knows a guy And I just need you to suspend all belief and know that everything you need will be right here in this training to make this work. You don't need any other skills or any kind of specialized trainings or degrees or anything to make this work. You can get everything done if you with a little creativity in almost anything if you're determined enough. So you might know you don't have background in personal development. So if I start getting a little mindset and psychology on you, it's because I'm just a firm believer that that is a lot of the reason why people don't reach the levels of success that they're hoping for. So another one is people get paralyzed by fear. Fear of the unknown, that is so huge. We get into the what-if syndrome. Again, I'm not pointing out anyone in specifically because you know who you are if you are this type of person. You know, I've had past clients and people who can come up with a what-if scenario until the dogs come home. And if you get stuck there, I promise you it is absolutely never ending. We can always come up with a fear of a reason why not to do something on some random what if scenario, you know. There was a episode of an old show, old cartoon. He used to be a stand-up comedian, really straight-faced guy called Dr. Katz. I think his name was Jonathan Katz. Hilarious sense of humor. The way he did his comedy was just like the total stone straight face. But I remember him telling me one time that he can never focus once he gets to work because he thinks, he gave a scenario, he said, he thinks what if he was writing his grocery list and it was sitting on the counter before he left, and he thinks possibly what if he left the window cracked and it happens to be a windy day and the breeze blows and blows his shopping list and it happens to land right on the gas stove and a pilot light he happened to leave it on this morning after he was done cooking breakfast and now he has a fire in his hands and his house is burned down and now he has no future, no inheritance to leave to his kids. And it went all on and on to this big whole thing. And that's why he's stressed out when he leaves to go to work. Because, you know, what if he happens to leave that piece of paper there and the window open and it blows perfectly into the pilot light and catches on fire and burns everything down and the whole building and the neighbors and he owes them money and then he goes to jail for negligence. Like, it just went on and on. And the funny thing is, that is exactly what I get on a daily basis. I want you to really be conscious of this. If you're having questions and doubts or things that you're thinking what may happen or questions that you think you have to get answered before you can start, just double check yourself and say, is this a possible what if that you're trying to figure out, or is it something that's actually happening right now? Because that's just one example. I know that sounds silly, but I do get that a lot in real estate investing. I get, you know, the questions of what if I get a property under contract and then a storm comes and the house floods and they won't let me cancel out of the contract and I can't find a buyer, or my buyer gets a heart attack and dies at closing. And yeah, seriously, these are really the types of questions I've gotten before. So just want you to know that that is going to be a big hindrance to your success if you get stuck in the what if and trying to figure every possible scenario out that could happen or could go wrong and trying to learn it first, because it won't happen. You will never be able to clear every single possible scenario. So the best thing to do is just get out there and start doing it and learn as you go. Figure things out. Figure out the one problem you have once one comes, rather than trying to figure out all 50 problems that could possibly come before you even get started. So another one, the fear is it takes too long. It takes too long to get paid. Some people think that they don't, you know, you don't want to take the time and investment to learn something new because who knows how long it's going to get before they get paid, and they need to know. They need the money today, or everyone needs money by yesterday. So they usually don't want to take the time to invest in anything long term. So that's why this strategy is so unique, because it will take care of all of that. So today, all of that changes with this really simple realtor flipping, because you're going to risk absolutely nothing. There's going to be zero cost for you to start this brand new business off the ground. You can be started today. By the time you get done listening to this, if you just put it into action, you can be making your first sale by today without any money, any expertise, nothing other than what you learn here today. So no wait time to getting paid before you can do your deals, before you even do any work, anything. There's just not a better system, way to get started. And we've proven this over and over and over again. They said we had a member who went out and in less than 3 hours had a paying client for $2,000 in cash in their PayPal in 3 hours after learning this system. So, you know, I've mentioned this before, I've shown it before, but that's what's possible from if you just take action and go out there and start doing it. I'm going to show you that today if you stick with me. So I'm going to tell you exactly what this is not. So with traditional finder's flea real estate flipping, it's kind of a way that we're turning this on its own. So if you've heard of you know, finder's fee or bird dogging or anything like that in real estate before, how that works is you go out and just find properties, you find good deals. And then you send the hot leads to someone like me, an investor or a partner or whoever your client is or whatever you're looking for. Then they work their magic, they work their deal, work their lead, whatever it is, it's a real estate deal. Once they close and they've made some money, you get paid if they close. And if they don't close, then you don't get anything for that one in particular. You know, I get the question before when I'm talking about bird dogging in specifically, is why would anyone do this? Why would investors or agents or anyone be willing to pay people a portion of their profits? And it's because, you know, people like me, we are more than happy to do this. If you would like to be a bird dog for me, I would absolutely take you anytime, all day long, because it makes us money. We can't make the money without you. You go out, and if you don't want to do any talking to people, negotiating, and any of the stuff, and all you want to do is you get really good at finding good deals, and you just send the leads over to me, people like myself will be your best friend. We close deals out of that, and I pay my bird dogs very well, $500, $1,000 or more, depending on how good the deal is and how many they send me, because I want them to keep coming back. So that is the traditional way, but we are going to turn that upside down. The really simple realtor flip changes all of that. So instead of you going out, doing the work, sending it to me, waiting until the deal closes, and then getting paid only if it performs, this system switches all of that. This is where the very first step is. You get paid. You get paid first. Then you go out and you find properties, leads, clients, etc. Because I said this works in any industry. Then you go and you send those back to your investor, your partner, your client, whoever it is that you're working with. And we'll show you later. Then he goes ahead and works the lead and he makes a good deal off one. And then he closes it. Everyone's happy. So this is a completely unique way, different way of doing this, so that you get paid up front. And I love it. So this is why I wanted to share this with you. And this is what you're going to be able to do by the end of this session. So you probably may have some questions already, which we covered a few of them just a second ago. But one question to get is, why would cash-heavy investors or clients be willing to pay up front? That's a really good question. I explain that just here in a second. Another one is, where do I find these investors and clients with more cash than they can find properties or clients to spend it on? Why? That's another one, because you're going to want to know the psychology behind why they're willing to pay you so bad up front. Next question is, how do we deliver red-hot deals and leads to them to keep them coming back for more? We're going to talk about what are your out-of-pocket costs, and you're going to find out how, you're probably asking, how can I get this system set up by tonight and have my first paying investor by morning? I even say within a few hours from now, depending on how you're doing that. All of those questions, all that's going to be revealed during this training. So hopefully you are ready and excited and enjoying us, because this is what's coming, and we'll move on to the next session. So in the next session, it's going to call Foundation. We're going to cover why this works, why you need to be doing this, and then what to expect and what are possible things that could be coming up. So stay tuned. I'll see you in the next session.